Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Kuf Zayin, Menachas 107a, pagination 213. We'll start from the Mishnah, the beginning of a line about midway on the page. Hare ala yayin, if a person says, I am accepting a vow to bring wine to the Beis HaMikdash, so even though the typical case of wine is associated with a karban, but over here he's donating the wine independently. Lo yifchos mishlosha lugin, he should not do less than 3 lugin. We had on Kuf Dalad Amud Aleph a description of the 3 karbanos associated with wine, and we had the numbers over there. 3 lugin, 4 lugin, or 6 lugin. And the lowest is indeed going to be 3. It's a keves, a lamb. And that's how Rashi points out, shehin pechusin shebin asachim. It's the lowest amount that's possible in the nesachim, and that's what you have to bring. Shemen, if he vowed oil, lo yivchos milug, the Tanakhama says 1 lug, Rabbi Yomer shlosha lugin, Rabbi says 3 lugin, and the explanation of that machlokes is in the Gemara a bit sophisticated. We're not going to include it in our selection today. Pirashti, last case of the Mishnah, ve'eni yodea ma pirashti, I specified, and I don't know how much I specified, yavi kiyom meruba, he's going to have to bring like the big day, the day that has a lot, because that's the most that we reasonably expect that he might have vowed. Rashi says, mefarish b'gemara, it'll be explained in the Gemara. Let's drop down to 5 lines up from the bottom of the page in the Gemara. Pirashti v'ni yodeh ma pirashti yavi kiyom ha-meruba, let him bring like the big day. Tana, we learned, what's the big day? Kiyom tov harishon shel chag shechol lihiyos b'shabbos. First day of Sukkis, when it's Shabbos also, is going to give you the largest amount. Let's follow the wine to just keep it simple and appreciate how high the numbers are going. So on the first day of Sukkis, we're dealing with 13 parim, and parim are going to require 6 lug of wine. So for these 13 young bulls, we're at 6 lugin each, plus the Shabbos requirements, plus, of course, the other karbanos as well. But I'm focusing on the parim because that's the significance of the first day of Sukkis. The parim go down day by day until on the 7th day of Sukkis, there are only 7. So by choosing the first day of Yom Tov as our normal, as our focus for how many he's going to have to bring, we're going to be in this very high range. I believe ArtScroll has a footnote that actually does the calculation. Footnote 32. Continuing into the next Mishnah. Hare alai ola. If a person says he's going to bring a karban ola, but doesn't specify what type, yavi keves, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer otaro ben Yonah. The Tanakhama says he should bring a lamb as an ola. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says he should bring a bird as an ola. If we turn over the page for a moment, the Gemara explains midway on the page, velo pligi, and they're not arguing. Marki Asrei u'Marki Asrei. Each one was describing the ramification and the way it would play out in his hometown. Says Rashi, Ba'asrei de Tanakama guria keves me'of. In the place of the Tanakama, a lamb was cheaper than a bird. And therefore the Tanakama says, you bring the lesser, you bring the lamb. Uva'asrei de Rabbi Lazar ben Azaria guria of mikeves. In his place, birds were cheaper. And therefore he said, you bring a bird, because you bring the cheaper. And that's what the Gemara means. V'lo pligi, they're not really arguing. They both agree that if a person just said, let me bring an ola, he vows to bring an ola, it's going to be whatever the minimum way he can satisfy that obligation. In the place of the Tanakama, this was what he would have to bring to fulfill his minimum obligation. And in Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria's place, this is what he would have to bring to fulfill his minimum obligation. Now, Tosfos, Dibur Hamascho, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, three lines up from the end of Tosfos, points out, Afal Pisha Yerigilim Liknas Kabanas Birushalayim, the actual purchase would typically happen in Yerushalayim. So who cares what the prices are in your hometown? It depends what the prices are at the time that you're going to buy it. You come to Yerushalayim with a vow to bring an ola. So you fulfill it in the minimum way. That's your obligation. What difference does it make what it's like in your hometown? Mikomakom, says Tosfos, das hanoder, the intent of the person making the vow, lefi masheroa be'ir, is according to what he sees in his city where he's making the vow. And therefore Tosfos seems to be saying that even though his vow was to bring a carbon ola, but that does get translated on some level. So what is your obligation? What vow did you make? Well, in my town, as I made the neder, which one is cheaper? And that's the one that his neder is applying on, which is an interesting way to understand it. It's not you're obligated and you come to Yerushalayim, and at the time of the purchase, we look at which one will fulfill your obligation with the least obligation of money, because you didn't accept more than that. What's actually happening, according to Tosfos, is you're obligated according to your das in your town as you made the vow, and that obligated the least. But if something would switch, prices would, change between your hometown and Yerushalayim, and you'd show up and it's the reverse of what you thought at the time, but it's already locking in on either the bird or the lamb according to the place where you made the vow. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.